The Athabasca Chippewyan First Nation held a press conference on Thursday, March 2nd to address the problems with oil leakage from the Curl oil sands northwest of Fort McMurray into their waterways and how Imperial Oil and the Alberta Energy Regulator failed to notify them and other Indigenous communities for multiple months. Chief Alan Adam of the Athabasca Chippewyan First Nation spoke on the matter at hand.
ACFN is very disappointed and dismayed over the failure of Imperial and the Alberta Regulator to inform us about the ongoing uncontained leaks from the tailings facilities at the Curl Lake project. The news that these leaks ongoing for over 9 months has caused a great anxiety amongst our people. We take these leaks very seriously. We have land users in the area that hunt fish and have harvest animals that could have been exposed from these deadly toxins. Our people harvest foods from the forests and the rivers adjacent to Curl Lake project. Some of these foods have shared throughout our community. We have been eating them for months unaware of the potential danger.
Chief Adams says he has never had a problem with Curl, and the latest events feels like a slap in the face.
This is the first incident that we had with Curl. We had good working relationships with them. Our group of companies had extended work with them and everything. Talks were going good. We were looking at new opportunities. We were always communicating back and forth, but what happened in the last 9 months was a total breach of communication, and I regret that we had to go to this extent to hold them accountable.
Chief Adam believes that if this situation happened in a more populated area, these problems wouldn't have arisen.
When you look at major populations and major areas, if something like this was to happen, I assure you that the AER and the culprits would notify the public because of the danger. Because we are small communities, small First Nations living up north, we're not considered human beings, or we're just considered to be livestock. Is it going to be like this forever?
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.